Good evening. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hey there. My name is Scott Cooper.
Hi, Scott. How are you today?
Oh, doing pretty well. How's it going?
Doing all right. How can I help?
All right. So when I left for work today around noon, the network went out.
Oh, no. Okay.
And just getting back home, it still seems to be out.
Okay.
I'm doing a second reboot on the modem. First time I did the reboot, I didn't get any lights on the 10GE or the GE light there. As well as a strange thing, I wasn't able to see my router. You know, it's like the router should still be there providing the Wi-Fi and stuff. And so those are my two joined situations there. I'm just restarting the router again right now.
And I'm so sorry that you're going through this.
That's all right.
Technology, we love it, and yet sometimes we also hate it.
That's right. Okay, I got a GE light now.
Okay.
And let's see. Okay, router hasn't popped up yet. We'll give that a second.
Okay, no worries. And I can take a look into it as well. And Scott, just for verification, please, what is your service address?
Sure, it's 30 Vauxhall Avenue. Might be under apartment 3? Apartment 3 or 2? I always forget which one it is. I think it's apartment 3.
Okay. I don't have, and in what city, I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kingston, New York.
Perfect. I do appreciate that. And also the best callback number for you, please.
Sure. 845-750-0652.
Thank you very much for that, Scott. And I do appreciate that. Also, we don't have an apartment listed. Is there supposed to be an apartment listed?
Well, we may end up doing that when I'm the only one in the building, sort of my landlord will be jumping on eventually, so we may end up adjusting. But for now, it's fine.
Okay, so for now, it's fine. All right. No worries on that.
Huh. Still not seeing the router.
Okay, let me go ahead and take a good look into that.
Okay, home pass. I'm in home pass.
Mm-hmm.
It still says network outage.
Oh, okay. So I would check the I would check the connection to the router itself,
mm-hmm.
because that might be why it's not appearing.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, HomePass is connecting to it and talking to it.
Okay.
But as per my phone, it's not, you know, that network is not showing up on the list.
Okay, because I'm seeing that the extender is offline. Do you have any wireless extenders?
No, I just have a modem and one of your routers.
Okay. That's interesting. Yeah, so I'm seeing that it's offline. Let's go ahead and try. So I'm taking a look into it right now, and I do see that it went offline a little earlier. Yeah, we need to get that router back online.
I'm going to do another full.
I would unplug the router as well from power, let it sit for about 30 seconds without power, and then that should least give it some time.
Yeah, my G light is not flashing on the modem right now, whereas it was. Okay, I'll power that down. So this is not something systemic, something more specific to my location?
So I'm thinking it is definitely the router at this point. That's why I want to do a full reboot once I do see it come back online. If it is, if it ends up being an issue with the modem, I might be able to take a look into that as well. But at this point, essentially what we definitely want to do is we want to get that full reboot.
Plugged in.
So the gateway, we definitely want to go ahead and take power from both of those and then go from there.
Okay, modem is flashing, flashing, flashing. All right, powering on the router. Not getting any good lights on the modem yet.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Good light flashing a bit on the modem.
Let me see if I can.
Oh, and I can plug directly from the modem.
Yes. That was going to be my next suggestion once we let it all boot up, was to see if you have connection directly through an Ethernet cable. That way we can determine if it's the router or if it's the modem.
Plug in for my phone.
Now, on the router, are there any lights coming on at all?
Well, I have one. I mean, there is only one light on the front. Well, I guess maybe above it, that could be a light thing. But in that one little circular pin, big pinhole kind of light, it's lit and doing some fluttering. Oh, okay. Here on the back. I have lights for 2.4, 5, and 5 number 2. And the light is on the LAN port. The light is not on the 2.5 gig one.
Okay. It does take a couple minutes for it to refresh.
Yeah.
Especially if it was without power for a longer period of time. It just takes a little moment to reboot.
Yeah. So yeah, I've got solid GE light on the modem. Oh, wait. No, that's going to the computer, so that wouldn't be well. Oh, wait. Hit the Windows key and throw up the key. There, hold on one second.
So I see that the router's been offline since about 9:20 a.m.
Oh. Huh. Okay.
Which is interesting. So I'm trying to get a proper timeline here just to better to better see when things started going wrong for you.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and plug in. Yeah, still no good on the router. I'm not seeing the Wi-Fi now.
Okay, do you have an Ethernet cable by chance?
Yeah, so I'm going from the DE port right to my computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I can take that router. My GE light went out on the modem.
Okay. So, did you plug in the Ethernet cable into the computer?
I thought so.
What's what?
Oh, okay. So the modem senses the thing being plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the light was off.
Correct. Which is also why we're bypassing the router, and we are trying to see if there's a connection to the internet through just the modem. Because that will at least help determine whether it's the router that's having an issue or if it's the modem that's having an issue.
So it says unidentified network. You know, home path. Again, the home path app is still reporting network outage, but that's maybe just because it's the router.
Yeah, because the router is not online. That's why it's reporting network outage. So what we want to do is we want to see if you can access Google while the computer is plugged directly into the modem, for example.
Totally.
And like maybe do like a quick search of anything that you can think of and see if it brings up those results.
Let's see. I disabled and re-enabled my Ethernet connection a couple times. It did say, if I do it one more time,
because even if it says unidentified network, if you still have network like internet access, you should be able to access like a website or even your email.
It does. Seems to.
You know, the icon hasn't switched. Okay, no internet.
I would also disable the Wi-Fi so it's not trying to connect to the router.
Yeah, no worries. The Wi-Fi is not on this one ever.
Okay.
Okay, it says unidentified network. It says link speed 1,000. So it looks like, it seems like it is communicating somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
But no connection.
To the internet.
It's not letting it through. I'm going to just disable for a couple seconds again. I have my old router that I could try as well, but I would imagine, I mean, it worked going direct before.
Mm-hmm.
From the modem. So it does seem like something's still a little. Okay, yeah, unidentified network, 1,000 megabits. Try Google again. So weird that I can't see the Wi-Fi network.
Okay. And what time do you typically leave for work?
It was about noon.
Okay. What time do you typically?
Oh, it varies. I have two jobs. Why?
So I was wondering if we can't get this jump started tonight, what I can do is I can schedule for a tech to come out and swap out the router in case it's a router or the modem. I'm going to create a ticket for you so that way we can get that addressed and get you connected back as soon as possible.
Yeah. I mean, again, I was able to connect directly with the modem last time and it's not working this time. And that should work. The 10 connection? The 10 GE connection shouldn't work for anything, right?
I mean, you can try plugging it into that and see how it goes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and create a ticket anyways, just so that they are aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
And that way I can schedule for a tech to come out tomorrow for whenever you're available. I have an 8 a.m. and a 1 p.m. available, but if you typically leave for work around noon, maybe the 8 a.m. might be better.
Yeah, I guess might as well just do the 8 a.m. and we'll rock that out.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely do that for you.
Any experience with this so far?
As far as the modem not working, not typically. Usually most of the time, any issues that we've had with the router, we've been able to reset it or reboot it from our end. And usually that kind of clears up any issues. But since the router itself is not showing up as online, that's leading me to believe that maybe there's an issue with directly the router or there's an issue with the modem.
Gotcha. So if I wanted to, like, reset the modem myself here, you know, I'm pretty savvy with these things. I'll futz with it a little bit. But, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. No worries. So what I'm just filling out the ticket as we speak, stating that the modem and router are not providing any connection. We did power cycle both modem and the router. We also attempted an Ethernet connection directly to the modem, and that you're still not getting any online connection for websites.
Wait a minute, hold on. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
The cable coming from the wall, right?
Yes.
Ethernet cable coming from the wall?
Coming from the modem should be an Ethernet cable. Coming from the wall is typically fiber cables.
Oh, that's...
Yes, because we're strictly fiber optic. So instead of having a coaxial cable coming through the wall, we have the fiber optic cables.
Wait a minute. That's what it was. Hold on. Okay. Something. I knew something was bugging me. That's the optical. Okay. So, yeah, just make sure next time that somebody checks, somehow the optical cable got yanked out. Have people check that first and foremost.
Absolutely.
Don't waste your time the way I may have.
Oh, no, no, you didn't waste mine. This is what I'm here for. This is so that we can figure out what the issue is.
Well, you picked up so fast. Like, I don't think I've had a friend pick up the phone that fast when it rang. So,
well, we have ours set to auto answer, so we're good.
That is awesome. Okay, now let me just remember which went to which. Woo! Okay, this went in here.
So the fiber optic cable should look a little bit different than the Ethernet cable.
Yeah, I got that. I just followed sort of where how it routed and was able to grab that. Need that. Wait a minute. I'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Yellow cable back to this. Okay, so LAN back here. And
I'm still here, don't worry.
You're all good. So I'm just trying to remember which one's which. Okay, so from the LAN port of the router connects with the GE port of the modem.
It should, yes.
By Ethernet. Right. Okay, now I can ignore that.
And I will check my back-end systems just to make sure that it does pop up. When it gets the connection to see if that resolves the issue.
Okay, and then the router. Okay, might need to set that again. Okay. Okay, got that right.
And then also once it does connect to the router, if there is connection at that point, it should take about a couple of minutes for me to be able to see it in our system.
Sure. Oh.
connected to them.
Yeah, I just did a little bit of a restart just to try to get them to talk to each other.
Absolutely, and once it comes online, I should be able to see it.
Weird, there was another. Oh, but I can at least. All right. Yeah, I'm not getting.
Still not getting any connection?
Not from the router.
Okay.
The router,
but you are getting connection from.
Yeah, let me plug. Now I can plug this into my computer.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be able to see if we can.
That makes more sense why it was.
Absolutely.
Modem was like, yeah, I'm here. Okay. Okay. Nope, just mute it. But now, oops.
Oh, yeah. Working.
Okay.
Oh, you turned off the Wi-Fi.
Yep, yeah, I do see that, that got completely, went completely offline. We're not able to see anything in the network, so it should be rebooting.
Okay, unidentified network again. Google is still not working. Oh. Okay, it looks like I have a decent light on the modem.
Check to make sure that it is plugged into the outbound port on the modem.
The black GE port?
We can also try the 10GE as well. Any luck on Google?
No.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm definitely going to set up a ticket so that the tech can come out, maybe see if that fiber optic cable is not where it should be, or at least maybe by having come out of the modem, maybe it's not providing as much of a connection anymore.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I'll fiddle with it, and I'll give you a call if I fix it or whatever, and we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. And I mean, you can always reach out to us as well as soon as, if it does get fixed, that way we can cancel the tech going out. But I am definitely going to schedule out a tech for tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
Awesome. You've been great. Appreciate
it. Oh, of course. Anytime. And that's what we're here for. So I just want to go ahead and confirm tomorrow the 28th at 10 a.m. or 8 a.m. I'm sorry, 8 a.m.
Got it.
And that way I can let you know, hey, it's been successfully scheduled.
Sweet.
And it's web connection issues. And if you do hear a couple moments of silence, just me typing up the ticket for you.
Oh, you know what? So, you know, my son unplugged the modem and maybe pulled it out. So it actually, the fiber cable might have been connected the whole day.
Oh.
Just as a little bit of a wrinkle. It might not have just been that. Anyway, I'm just kind of talking to myself. I want to let you go. You're all good.
No worries. I was just checking to see if maybe you did find the issue.
Yeah. All right. Very cool.
All right. Is there anything else that I can help you with tonight, Scott?
Nope. That should do.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. I do apologize that we were not able to get you back online tonight, but we do have a tech scheduled for you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
That's great.
All right. Thanks so much. And I hope you have a better night, Scott.
All good. You too. Be well.
Thanks. Have a great night, and thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. Enjoy.
You bet.